I tell you, the most significant message of all is the message of salvation. That's right. We all need it. Don't all want it, but we all need it. The greatest message in the world is the message of salvation that God offers to all. And by the way, song that you heard played again this week, The Messenger by Ramsey Lewis. And we're going to move back now into our conversation about humility. And I hope that by now, a lot of us are beginning to get the message that really and truly, humility really is not equated to weakness. Humility really is equated to power. There is power in being humble. You know, when you think about it, the weaker person is really the one who's caught up in pride. Remember, pride goes before a fall. Remember, God resists the proud, but he raises up the humble in due season. He gives grace to the humble and exalts him in due season, at the time and in the way that God knows is best. It takes power to be humble. It takes power to refuse to give in to our pride. Because it is so easy to just say, well, this is what I want to do, so I'm going to do it, and do it. But it takes a lot of weakness to just continually give in to the impulses and pulses that we know are wrong. It really takes more power and more strength, more fortitude from inside to say, no, this is wrong, so I'm not going to do it. But also remember the humility of the people we've discussed already, including Moses, who stretched out his rod over the sea when God said, stretch out your rod over the sea. God told him what the outcome was going to be. And Moses obeyed God. He stretched out his rod over the sea. And when he stretched out his rod over the sea, in obedience to God, God then caused the waters of that sea to come back over the enemies of Moses and the rest of the people of Israel. And that water killed their enemies, that mighty Pharaoh and his mighty army, right there in that sea. Talked about Joseph. Joseph was an awesome man of God. Another man who, even though the word is not mentioned, was very humble. Again, I know that there are some who would disagree with that, say, no, he wasn't so humble. He told his brothers and his father about the dreams he had. But how does that show that he was not being humble? How many of us have had dreams of one kind or another? And we shared the dream with someone, not because we were boasting, not because we were trying to make them feel bad that they hadn't had a similar dream, but simply because we thought it would be right to let them know. Maybe didn't even see any harm in it. We thought it would be something that they'd be interested in knowing about. Even if they didn't get excited, they'd just be interested in knowing. And then you told them, and didn't get quite the response that you expected. It turned out maybe they were jealous of you. Maybe they thought that the dream you had, whether it was a dream that you had at night while you were asleep, or it was just a vision that began to take place in your mind while you were awake over the course of several days or weeks. And you shared your dream with them. Instead of them saying, wow, that's interesting. Let's see how it turns out. They made it very clear that they were hoping it would not come to pass. They were hoping it would not turn out well. Doesn't necessarily mean that you were wrong for telling them that. Joseph, the mighty man of God, hated by his brothers, and the Bible uses the word hated. He was hated by his brothers who sold him into slavery. While serving as a slave, he also served as the master of the household of the captain of the Pharaoh's army. The captain's wife wanted to have sex with Joseph because he would not. She decided to be vindictive, lied on him, and accused him falsely of trying to rape her. Unfortunately, Joseph's master didn't do any fact-finding. He just took his wife's word for it and had Joseph thrown into prison. So here we have Joseph in prison in a foreign land against his will, but dealing with it. And obviously still maintaining his relationship, his connection, his intimacy with God. As we mentioned, when the two people who Pharaoh had thrown into the prison had their dreams and could not interpret them, Joseph was so concerned about them that he asked them what was up. Why are you looking so down? And that's when they each revealed that they'd had dreams that they couldn't interpret. Joseph let them know God is the one who can give the interpretation. Tell me the dream. He had confidence in his God. He still had a relationship with his God. He was confident that God would give him the interpretation. God did give him the interpretations, and he conveyed them to the two men who shared with him what their dreams were. He asked that the one who would come out of it well remember him and have him speak up a good word for him, have him taken out of that prison because he had done nothing deserving of having been put in prison. The man forgot Joseph. Joseph was still so honorable that he served so well in that jail cell, in that prison, that the man who oversaw the prison put Joseph in charge over the prison and didn't worry about a thing as long as Joseph was there. Joseph humbly serving. I mean, this is humility in action. Serving, serving, serving. Even while in prison, serving faithfully. And then when God said, now it's time, he gave the Pharaoh a dream that no one could interpret. And then the man whom Joseph had spoken to earlier about his own dream, and then forgot about Joseph, remembered Joseph. He told the Pharaoh about Joseph. Joseph was taken out of prison. He interpreted the Pharaoh's dreams and was exalted to the second highest position in the country, which made him one of the most powerful people in the world at that time. His brothers eventually showed up at Joseph's home country, Egypt, where he ended up when they sold him into slavery. They came to him very differently now. at first not knowing he was their brother because he looked so different. But they came to him now to ask for food because of the famine that was in their land, and they couldn't get anything there. They couldn't eat there. Joseph, recognizing his brothers right away. What happened? Did they not change in all those years he had been gone? He recognized them, but they did not recognize him. When they did finally recognize him, they realized, uh-oh, we're in trouble now. This man is one of the most powerful people in the world. And we know he remembers what we did to him. In humility, Joseph refused to be vindictive. He refused to try to get even. He insisted on conducting himself in such a way as to continue to please his God. That is humility that takes power to live out. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it takes power to be humble. But look, once again, in his case, because this is not the way it turns out for everyone who is humble, he was exalted on this earth in that life, in that temporary period of life, that temporary phase of his life, exalted. Not everyone's going to be exalted in this life as a result of being humble. Some people are going to die in a terrible state from just a natural standpoint, but they will receive honor later on. Better to receive it later than never. Let's look at another example of that when I come back.